every other country guarantees health care to all people as a right. Should we, as Americans?
The objective is to get Americans the level of health care that they want, the choice, which Americans want.
Americans they don't want the choice to be uninsured.
Well, but
they don't want the choice to die because they don't get to a doctor on time.
Americans prefer private insurance to other insurance sources.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios,
the Rubicon. In three, two, one.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Rubicon with Janelle King and James Lewis. We are the preeminent healthcare media platform serving the urban culture on HR Voices Sirius XM 141. It is always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast and globally about the profound impact healthcare has on individuals and communities. Always a pleasure to have you with me, Janelle. We're at Dave and Buster's here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's I'm hungry. I'm actually as soon as we get through the next couple of segments, I have not eaten all day. So we're a healthcare show. My blood sugar has got to be like 65 or 50-ish right now. So I'm looking forward to getting something to eat. We're going to be talking about Dave and Buster's. I want to thank the crew here in Lawrenceville, the Dave and Buster's. What is the name of this mall?
This is Sugarloaf Mills.
Okay, that's a very interesting name for a mall and a street. Atlanta's a very interesting place. I won't go in on the traffic like I previously
it's
did.
It's not good.
But they're you could die on 285. Like it is very risky. And I'm driving a pretty big truck and I'm driving 85 miles an hour and that's nothing.
No, like
somebody,
too slow.
Somebody in a Honda Civic basically, you know, flicked me off, told me to
get
move over.
Way. Yep.
But I want to start with, and I know Janelle comes in and does a phenomenal job. She brings in star power. She brings in the ability to check me, and just through friends, being friends for so many years, she's very articulate and very educated and a mother and a wife and a community servant, all of these things. And I feel like you should be giving me some props. Like I'm pumping you up
this is the
best introduction that you've probably had
that
in
said
recent
is,
memory.
Is untrue.
So no lies were told. Okay. But I know that Janelle was just like, hey, if I'm going to do the show, you can't get out of pocket with the political stuff. Cause I gotta live.
So I gotta live.
You can't feed my baby. You can't go completely left as you like to do with some of the political commentary. I've learned over the years, the first iteration of the Rubicon, I used to probably go a little bit deeper into that stuff than I should. And I actually had a client say that, look, we'd love to bring you in to do some consulting for us, but you're too hot on social media. Oh. Like you're running your mouth about political stuff.
Yeah.
We just don't want to be associated with that.
Right.
Like we just want to make money. We don't really care about your thoughts on geopolitics.
Right.
And that changed my perspective. But to start, I mean, we have to talk about where we are politically, and it's agnostic. I said last week, or a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I said, look, I don't really care who you vote for. I'm not telling people who to vote for or who to support or
right.
to be red or blue or purple. That's not my place. I'm not intelligent enough to tell you what's best for you.
Right.
I think one of the biggest lies that are told in American media is that healthcare is a partisan issue. Healthcare is not a partisan issue. If you have diabetes, you need insulin.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if you're a Republican
yeah.
or a Democrat. If you don't get your insulin, you're not going to be alive next week.
I agree.
You've got to have what you need. If you need a heart transplant or a valve replaced
yep.
in your heart, you need open heart surgery. Doesn't matter if you voted for Trump. Doesn't matter if you voted for Kamala. Doesn't matter if you're an Obama supporter.
Right.
Those are your needs.
Yes.
So we kind of trick ourselves into believing that we got to stand on party lines and that, hey, if I support the party, even if I don't support all the decisions, I got to go out, I got to vote for and wave the flag.
Right.
And I scoff at that.
I agree.
I think you do what's best for yourself.
Right.
Is if you have a history of cancer and your party is looking to cut benefits, why would you cut your own potential to get treated?
You would rather risk your life
to support, because at the end of the day, you're just another vote.
Yes.
So you voted. You're dead now.
You're voting.
But you're voting. You already voted.
Needs.
You're dead. The next vote. It's just, hey, 4 years later, it's the next route. Or if you're a Democrat, we're going to vote after we're dead.
Right.
Because we love to do that on the political left.
Oh,
but I digress. What are your thoughts about the new legislation that's been passed by this current administration? We've had a lot of changes. I gave Janelle a list of topics and stuff that she could talk about. Like RFK and Dr. Oz, that was like off the table.
Right.
Like, we're not going to talk about that. So I want to talk about that privately. That's going to be a monologue privately. But what are your thoughts on the current changes in legislation and the implications for Medicaid here in Georgia?
Yeah.
And then perhaps Medicare.
I think it's sad. I think, and I don't know if everybody really understands in terms of what's happening. And so they've made these cuts, or they will be making these cuts to Medicaid. And so what that means is less people will be eligible for this health care or the health insurance. And although what they like to say is that it's only going to impact those people that are on the Medicaid rolls, it impacts everybody, right? So there's more people who are off the Medicaid rolls, which means that they will have these conditions that they won't be going to the hospital for, something as simple as like a blood sugar, right? And so normally you'd go see your doctor for that. Now, if you don't have insurance, you're waiting until way later, and so you're presenting at the emergency room, and so your blood sugar is sky high, which means you can't afford to pay for that, which means that the healthcare entity then has to pick up the bill for that. And so what the healthcare entity essentially and eventually is going to spread that cost over a lot of different people. So that's, you know, Medicaid plans, that's people without, or people with health insurance, because that's going to impact us and, you know, our costs, our deductibles and premiums and all that kind of stuff. And so it's sad. And I'm just really sad for America, because I believe that healthcare is a right for everybody in this country, and so we.
So you do believe it is a right?
I do. Well, I'm Canadian.
Should
right?
it be a global right, or is it just in the developed world?
I think it should be a global right. I'm Canadian. I come from somewhere where we.
Are you
had,
proud of that?
I'm very proud of that. It came from somewhere where we had universal healthcare, so we provided care to everyone, regardless of their ability to pay. Do we pay more taxes? Yes. But I think at the end of the day, you're going to have to pay for somebody's care. Either it's going to be upfront or at the end stages of life. So why not do those preventative measures while the costs are cheaper?
So I don't think that it's the government's job to make healthcare a right.
Okay.
I want it to be a right. So
yeah.
I think it's our jobs as the voters to vote people in that support that policy.
Right.
I think that in the United States of America, who has the largest GDP, not the largest per capita GDP, but we have enough money for everyone to have opportunities to maximize their health care. Like, we're not in a situation where there's a lack of revenue and that only individuals who are middle class and up should get health care. So I don't think that my health care should be better because I make a certain salary and have certain coverage than someone who lives in a zip code where they don't make a salary and don't have as much coverage. If I get cancer, if I get prostate cancer and that person gets prostate cancer, I don't think that I should live because I have a little bit of money and that person shouldn't. I just don't believe in that. I think in America, we have the opportunity. My life's not more valuable.
Yeah.
Because I may live in a gated community or live in a nice house, or drive a nice car. I'm not more valuable than someone who is at the poverty line or below the poverty line. I think where it gets dicey, I don't know if it's the government's job to make that call.
Okay.
I think we as the voters make that call. So you vote for people who will implement those policies. But we chose as a country not to vote for people that implemented those policies, right or wrong.
True.
So I'm not telling people that they're wrong. I'm saying that we put a group of individuals in the White House that don't believe that. And they campaigned on that. So it's not like
it's not
like it was, you know, a bait and switch.
Yeah.
they're done. They're doing what they said that they were going to do.
Very true.
And they're, to me, they're following it to a T.
Yes.
And they're doing exactly what they said they were going to do. So I think as a voter, we made decisions as voters to say that that's not a priority. And now, you know, it's the phrase is, you know, bleep around and find out.
Yeah.
You know, we bleeped around.
Both
now we're finding out.
Yeah.
And the irony is, and I don't get political, but I do like healthcare because politics is attached to it. It's kind of a way to talk about politics without talking about politics. Really, the base that's in the White House is more impacted than the base that lost.
Yeah,
because
right.
most of the SNAP benefits, and I know that African-Americans per capita have a higher percentage.
Yeah.
We're only an eighth of the population.
Yeah,
most of the people that utilize SNAP benefits are Southern and rural Appalachian Caucasian individuals.
Yes.
Those are just facts.
Yes.
So that's the Trump base.
Yeah.
Those are the people that voted for Trump. And many of them have lost their benefits and could potentially lose more benefits.
Right.
And I think that's what's interesting and ironic, which is why I say don't politicize healthcare. You know, do what's best for yourself. As a nurse, does this put into, you know, does this threaten the continuum of nursing in just your industry? Because it's been an estimate, I think, that you know, I was reading on CNBC and CNN, you know, basically the number that's been thrown around over and over again is about 17, 18 million people will immediately lose
access to care,
their benefits.
Right.
And then you have the SNAP benefits. So you have it filters down to kids.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big kids person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, and we won't get into the ICE tangent. As someone that's lived outside of the country, once again, I don't know if it's the government's job to make sure that you're able to come here and live without going through the proper paperwork.
Right.
But we don't have to pull 8-year-olds out of third grade and put them on buses. That's insane.
Yeah.
We can do better than that
in
the United States of America. But I think that the downstream implications of what's going on with healthcare, I'm very concerned with young people that won't have access to food stamps.
Yeah.
Because that's a part of the health continuum. And we talk about these things like it's political.
Right.
You know, we're getting into the Abby Phillip and you know the Sean Hannity's and it's being the Laura Ingraham's, the Anderson Cooper 360s, but it's not political. If you're not eating, if you don't get your first meal of the day till 4 and you're 9, that's gonna put you in an adverse health situation.
Yes. It puts you in an adverse health situation. It's not good for learning. And so you're eating lower quality food, which will then downstream, you know, may lead to diabetes or could lead to earlier, like type 2 diabetes for children. That's on the rise. So it could lead to type 2 diabetes. It could lead to cardiac issues or cardiac health issues down the road. So it does have implications for everyone. And I don't know if the people that voted for this, if that was top of mind when they voted for the party, right? So they were thinking of other things before this, but it does have implications for all the communities, including children. So even with that, there's implications for what they may be able to access in terms of vaccinations, right? So vaccinations on the table. Can they get foods when they need to? There's already food deserts, so especially in our communities, there's food deserts. So,
and shout out to US Hunger, one of our sponsors. That,
yeah, so
they really focus on eliminating.
Even though
food deserts.
You know, we may not see the outcomes or the implications of these immediately. It's going to come, and it's a disaster for some, especially for me as a clinician, as somebody who's a public health expert, right? So.
Well, I think a lot of people don't realize, and I've learned through this, and I'm always just real careful because I want to have sympathy and empathy. A lot of people don't understand that TANF, you know, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, that's Medicaid. Like, people don't realize that because it's named something else. Like, it could be named CHIP in some state, or it could be named, you know, Texas Hold'em. And it's really a welfare program.
Right.
And so people are like, you know, that I don't want that welfare,
right.
But I need my TANF program, my state TANF, and that's the same thing, and people don't realize that.
They don't realize that.
And that's unfortunate as well. I mean, that's the essence of why we have this show.
Yeah.
Because we want to at least educate people, you know, on the HR Voices platform in our communities about some of these things. You know, ultimately, I want us to be able to help individuals make the system work for them.
Right.
In Maryland, where HR Voices is located, it's a huge issue because there's so many people, particularly in West Baltimore and Prince George's County, that could be losing coverage. And because you're right in the vortex at the Capitol. Right. You're right in, you know, near the White House, and all of the lobbyists and legislation. CMS is in Baltimore. You know, NIH is in Montgomery County. Everything is kind of together, and it's a major, major issue politically.
It is.
Because people are arguing politically, and I'm just like, we're missing the boat here.
Yeah.
It's the focus needs to be, when you find out you have stage 3 breast cancer, nobody cares about who you voted for. Like, you're just trying to live.
Yes.
You're trying to say, what is the average lifespan? What are my treatments? Am I going to have to go on chemo? Is chemo going to make me sick? Am I going to be able to work?
Right.
Am I going to be alive to see my kids get to whatever their next stage is? And I'm really troubled by this. I don't like, and I lean generally right politically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that cutting benefits is ever a good idea, because in the short term you save money, but in the long term that same person doesn't get a mammography, and when they have a lump in their breast, they find out that they're stage 3.
Yes.
And then their chances of surviving 5 years are less than 20%.
Right.
Whereas when you have the safety net, people are getting treatments and they're getting preventative care.
Screenings, exactly.
And they're more likely to find out that they're in an early stage and they're able to manage it. And that's just, I'm very, very concerned about the direction we're going in, but also understand that that's what, the President of the United States is doing what he's been voted to do. You know, Dr. Oz, RFK, they're doing what they've been voted to do. They're doing their jobs, and they're very efficient with their base, what they've been voted to do. And it's just, I appreciate the maturity to have this conversation, but I want people listening to the show, I always say, find out what's at risk for your benefits.
Yeah.
You need to know your benefits. As we get into the fall, I really want to take calls and live stream and take direct calls, especially with Dr. Garcia.
Right.
On people and their experiences, and we'll establish kind of a hotline to discuss benefits, but know what's out there.
Yeah.
And then as you're picking your own personal plan, pick what plan is best for you. And as you're picking who you're going to vote for, vote for who's, acting in your interest.
Exactly.
But don't be suckered.
Exactly. I think we have a great opportunity to kind of just educate people on the basics of kind of what's going on and what this all means, because they don't know, and they have never been taught or never had the opportunity to kind of figure out like what SNAP actually means and how does that affect me. So I think we have a great platform to do that.
Alright, we'll be back. Murder Rubicon, Sirius XM Channel 141.
Chicken fighters and a nationwide race with players across the country. Zoom up the new leaderboard and race toward exclusive prizes before they race off without you. So rev those engines and win on all cylinders at the all-new Dave and Buster's.
There are risks when buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and it contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
Medicare can be complicated, and you may have questions. Whether you're enrolling for the first time, reviewing plan options, or troubleshooting an issue, SHIP can help. SHIP is your local state health insurance assistance program. We provide free, unbiased support to Medicare-eligible individuals, their families, and caregivers. We can help you make informed decisions about your care and benefits. Find your local SHIP office at aging.maryland.gov/SHIP or call 410-767-1100.
Caitlin Clark from the logo!
You know, life would be easier if I could do everything from the logo.
Allow me to assist.
Pickles. It worked. Buckets. Now that's a tomato.
Sheboygan.
The answer is Sheboygan.
They match.
P-E-Z-O-L.
Bottom row.
From the logo.
State Farm with the assist.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.